Blog Talk Radio.
Now, is this the weekend I'm watching the puppy?
No.
Oh, okay. So, when is
your puppy detailing to my
friends? Blog Talk Radio. We back!
What up? It's not your boy Aunt Live, it's Melody. And welcome to the D420 Show with your host, Aunt Live. Our old bitter bastard, Steve Stoner. And all the way from the West Coast, let's not forget, Smokin' Joe Rocha. So sit back and get ready. Smoke smoke to the D420 Show.
Your friends listen, it becomes a habit. Don't miss our show, son, and you'll be screaming, damn it. While them niggas on your block be screaming, that's the shit.
D420 Show.
What up, Blog Talk Radio? It's Thursday night. It's 9 p.m. It's the D420 Show. Let's rock, baby.
What up? It's your boy Ant Live.
And OBB, old bitter bastard.
He's on the scene.
Yay!
His penis is clean. To little girls, he's still mean. Watch yourself, tweens. You know, Steve was like devastated when we heard about the Manchester shit. All those little girls, he was like, no! No! Oh my God! Why? 8 to 18? No! No, why? Why? You know, I think Steve would be one of those niggas that if we was in Europe, we was out there, and we was around those Muslim rape squads, that nigga would probably fit right in and shit like, oh, shit, I'm actually Allah Wakbaka.
You say I'd learn Arabic?
Yeah, you'd be out there. I salay and lick them. And I would lick them the salam. Let's go. Oh, man. You know, that shit's crazy, you know what I'm saying? Not for nothing. All jokes aside, that's fucked up, that Manchester bombing. You know, little girls, you know, teeny boppers, bro. Little teeny boppers, bro. All they were out there for is to enjoy these fucking artists.
Right.
Who are garbage, number one. Let me just tell you. that little bitch, Ariana Grande, they should have blown her up. That would have been the highlight reel for fucking 2017.
Come on, she's hot.
She's a little piece of shit.
She's a piece,
she's
all
a,
right.
She's a skank liberal. And you know what? Right now, she should be really feeling the fucking hurt. Because let me tell you something. She was out there tweeting all that stupid shit when Trump was campaigning and everything and acting like, oh, Americans are idiots if they're so scared, blah, blah, blah. You know, people, I'd rather just live in Europe now. Her ass is trying to get back. One-way ticket. Fuck all that bullshit about, we got another stop on the tour. I know it's called the Dangerous Tour, but this shit is too dangerous, y'all. Okay? So now she want to get her monkey ass back. But let me just tell you, you can suck the cock of every one of those Muslims. They still fucking hate you, bitch. You fucking pig liberals. They still hate you. It don't make a fucking difference whether you want to coddle them and fucking bow to them. They don't give a fuck. They hate you just as much as us pieces of shit who want to fight them. They hate you. And that right there was the fucking proof, bitch. That's what that was. Because you were out there doing your business on your job, and they came to your place of employment and fucking blew up your fans. You know what I'm saying? Now let's start seeing how many motherfucking more tours you're going to sell out, you stupid bitch. That's your bread and butter. Them niggas is fucking with your bread and butter right there. You want to talk about, oh, no, we got to have love and tolerance. Yeah, bend over. Let me see if you can tolerate this. Okay? Because I'll shove it up in you hard. I bend my shit and shove it up in you sideways. I'm a piece of shit, nigga. I put my elbows in there, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Believe me, I'm a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? You wanna be like, oh, I'm disgusted with Americans? Put me as that poster nigga that you show as the people you are disgusted for, because then the niggas would be like, that's live? Oh yeah, that's true. That nigga ain't shit, yo. That nigga right there. That nigga right there. I don't even think his mom plopped that nigga. I think she just straight diarrhea that nigga. He ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Well, what a horrible loss.
That was horrible.
On young girls.
That was horrible. No, no, not for nothing, man. Hold up.
Hold up.
These were little girls, bro. You got a little girl. I have a little girl. We know what it is. So they wanna go to these shows. I've let my girls go to two shows before. You know what I'm saying? And I'm worried. My biggest worry was there was gonna be a fight or somebody try to scam them and rob them. That was my biggest worry. Now I'm like, fuck you mean? That ain't shit compared to these niggas blowing them the fuck up.
Yep.
And let me just tell you, if my daughter, God forbid, is out there and that goes down, I'm gonna let y'all niggas know. There's going to be a lot of random Muslims dead, straight immediately, dead, right in the fucking street. They babies cut in half, castrated. Nigga, there's going to be some real ill shit. They can turn around and be like, yo, that nigga's a sick piece of shit. And I won't give a fuck. Because if you fuck with mine, I don't give a fuck about anything about yours. Or anything that reflects what you reflected like. You know what? If you was a black nigga and killed my daughter, I shoot even the nigga you looked at in the morning. I kill that nigga. I kill everything in your fucking life. The hatred that would come out of me would be like Picasso, okay? It would be pure art in the form of violence and carnage. Believe that. So if these motherfuckers was to come out and be like, yo, change your avatar so that we can show solidarity. I'd be like, I'm going to show you solidarity. I'm gonna show you Allah. I'm gonna show you Abdul solidarity. I'm gonna show you fucking Malik Mahmoud solidarity. I'm gonna show you how solidarity. I'm gonna chain niggas' heads together. I'm gonna show you solidarity, nigga. And you got these motherfuckers. There was a man on the fucking news out there, you know, in Europe, crying because he ain't seen his daughter in 2 days. He still don't know what happened. Nigga, the bitch probably got blown to smithereens. You know what I'm saying? She wouldn't just disappear for 2 fucking days. You know what I'm saying? My nigga's sitting there crying. I'm like, yeah, I couldn't even do a video, nigga. You couldn't even, yo, you couldn't knock on my door and be like, yeah, this is Channel 7 News. Because I'm a piece of shit, nigga. I'm such a piece of shit. I'd be like, yo, come inside for the exclusive. I don't want anyone else to see what's going to happen to you. Come inside. But we didn't do nothing! I should have looked like motherfucking Leatherface and fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I'd be like, I'm fat like
that.
That
was a great movie.
I'd be fucking the devil incarnate.
The black and white version of that. That was a great movie.
The original.
Yep.
With the retard. not the retard. He was a handicapped kid.
So what else? My heart was broken.
I was fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, I want to shout out the Muslim's name that killed himself. His name was Salami Swallow Seed. His name was Abdul Swallow Seed. Because he sucked cock, so he swallowed seed. You know what I'm saying? So Abdul Swallow Seed, he about to get his 42 virgins and swallow seed, because that's what he is. Yo, that nigga killed 22 people. Kids, more or less. Okay? I mean, one dude was 24 years old, but he's still a fucking kid, too. You know what I'm saying? 60 victims, nigga. 60. See? When these motherfucking liberal Democrats, politicians, teachers, fucking people of any stature that come out and be like, you know, or these fucking actors and you know, like Jay-Z's and Beyonce's and all them cock-sucking swallow-seaters. seed swallowers. Whenever they come up with that shit, I just wait for the day that it happens to them motherfuckers so that they can feel it. Because all that shit that they say is like a spit in the face for the families who have actually lost people from shit like that. You know what I'm saying? There's families in this world, in our fucking Western and European nations, that have actually lost family members because of these suicide attacks and stupid shit. And them running around talking about, you're an asshole, you think Muslims are all violent. But that's a slap in the face. That's like you're not even giving a fuck about what happened. Oh, wait, so he was Muslim. That's just one. He wasn't a migrant. Nigga, all right, he wasn't a migrant. He lived there. You know what I'm saying? He lived there. He lived there. He was a citizen there. But he got radicalized. You know what I'm saying? That's the bottom line, nigga. It's just like, niggas, we know what's up. You know a nigga in the street, the cops gotta shoot him. It's mandatory. It ain't that it's our fault. It's they fault. So when a nigga's walking down the street, he's got a tie or a bow tie on, and a cop runs up on him and shoots him, it's fucked up. Yeah, it is fucked up. But when a nigga's walking down with his drawers around his ankles, and he's bopping, you know what I'm saying, he's whopping, he got guns and shit, he gets shot up, then that's the tragedy. You know what I'm saying?
Bopping.
Everything is backwards. That's the tragedy. That nigga getting the murderer, the gangbanger murderer getting shot is the tragedy. Not the nigga who had something going on with his life. That was just simply sad. But the tragedy was the gangster nigga that got murdered. How about this scenario? The nigga that had something going for himself got murdered by the gangster nigga. And the gangster nigga got murdered by the cops. And that was the real tragedy. That's the way that shit sounds when they be like, oh, you guys are blaming Muslims. Bitch, go live with a pack of Muslims. Matter of fact, go visit one Muslim right now. Why don't you go visit four Muslim men right now. Let's see what type of reception they give you, bitch. Then tell them, go there with your pro-Muslim shirts, Allah, you Akbar, Assalamu alaikum, and likum the salam. Go do all that shit. Go ahead, go do all that. See how that pans out. You know, I just, them niggas in Europe, they're bugging. They're fucking bugging. Because in Europe, they got rape gangs. And they did it I seen a video of them doing it this New Year's Eve. They go for celebrations, like 15, 20, 30, 60 of those niggas. They just meet up, they group up. Then what they do is they're running around, they single bitches out, and it's like their man is there, whatever, somebody will block them, and then the whole crowd goes in, and it's like pushing that nigga all the way out of the crowd, while niggas is dicking the bitch down in the middle of the fucking shit. And then they want to be like, oh, you got to be tolerant. They don't understand what rape is.
Tolerant? Who said?
That's what the fucking the government down there says. The parliament.
Really?
Yo, you didn't hear about the fucking, was it a...
You got to be tolerant of that?
Was it a 9-year-old girl? I think it was 9, 13, I think it was 9. Little 9-year-old girl got raped horribly by a nigga, and the judge gave him leniency because he felt he didn't understand the concept of rape. That's going on down there, nigga. Okay? Them niggas is bugging. That's the reason why motherfuckers got... You hear that knocking? You hear that knocking? That's the barrel tip of my shit right here. I call this nigga Jihadi Bobby. That's what I call this nigga, Jihadi Bobby. Just waiting for the jihad, nigga. Nigga, I got a couple of niggas right down the block. Believe me, I'm gonna be the first niggas I set on fire. I ain't even shooting them niggas. They running around as an example on fire. Okay, because they going to hell. That's straight up.
Hey, speaking of outside, you guys must have had some kind of hatch here this evening. There are bugs everywhere. Just thick out there.
Man.
Yeah. What's that? A nice little local hatch.
Where is right here, close or right? I'm gonna drive.
Yeah, up the street.
Okay. God damn it! Gotta go out there. The smoke bomb. Look. I got one of those. Been waiting to use the bitch too. You know what I'm saying? It's really for when the cops try to kick in and throw their shit in. I can throw that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, boom, tip for tat, nigga, I got you back. You know how it is, you know what I'm saying? But nah, that's just crazy. That just kills me, man. And them niggas is like, hey, we're urging everyone on Twitter to change your avatar to the British flag in solidarity.
All right, I'll get right on it.
Like, I'm changing mine to a dick and balls. Putting dick and balls on there. Talk about, here's my salami, lick it.
What's an avatar?
The little picture of yourself or whatever you put. They would call it the little picture of something. Like, see that right there? I look at the box joke. That would have a picture or whatever. It's a little avatar. It's what they...
Oh, okay. I'll change mine.
You know, and then they was talking
Wait,
about...
I gotta get one first.
They go, Trump responded to the extremists saying they were losers. Losers in life. I think that just upsets them more. Like, nigga, how much more do you think those niggas could get mad? They blowing themselves up to kill motherfuckers. That's some angry shit that I ain't never reached, nigga. And I'm a piece of shit. Nigga, I know when I get angry, I can't control myself. But blow myself up, I can control that shit real quick. Alright, nigga, get me mad and put me in a gasoline room with a lighter and see what I'm gonna do. I'll be there real quiet with the light up real far away from the gas. Okay? You understand? Alright, but put a Muslim in there, some nigga set himself on fire. If you give him a lighter and you put him in the gas room, that motherfucker will wait till you to open the door to be like, ah, we knew you wasn't gonna do it. Set himself in the whole room on fire while he's grabbing you, nigga. That's what the niggas do. Alright? So them niggas is just crazy. Yo, you know what it is, and I know what it is. They've got so much money put into these countries. This oil, that shit is ridiculous. The oil money going to these countries is the reason why they feel they can't speak up. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
When they're like, oh, you can't do that. We're going to arrest you if you're inciting, because they're getting oils from these countries and they cannot fight that shit. Because if they be like, well, you know what? We're going to stop this bullshit. And they stop getting the oil, what happens? Everybody's fucked up, nigga. What do you think? You storing oil? Think niggas are stocking that shit up? Come on, nigga. We use fossil fuels to run our everyday lives.
Absolutely.
No oil, no cars. No machines working. No nothing, nigga. No trains. No none of that shit. I'm gonna fuck your trains electric. Nigga, believe me, nigga. The oil, all those fossil fuels is integrated with everything. Even our fucking energy. Alright? The electricity.
It's in that plastic bottle right there.
Yeah, that's all oil. Cause that ain't even pure water.
Oh, come on.
Nah,
that's out of my
Steve.
Cap. Of course, Steve. That's pure water.
Steve, go do the pH test.
That's pure city water.
Pure shitty water. You're motherfucking right. The show is shitty.
I pay good money for
I'm
that
sure
damn water.
I'm sure you did,
water.
My friend, but it's still shitty. Yeah. Right, because why? The government bullshits us. Let me tell you something. Motherfuckers are so stupid. They think that the government is there to do services for us and get paid for those services. That's not what it is. The government's there to take our fucking money. Right, that's it. And what they do is they provide a few fucking services while they're taking our money.
Say it ain't so.
That's what it is, nigga.
Not happy to come around and pick up my trash?
Nigga, you think they are? Well, how can you imagine if your trash can had a fucking a mouth to tell you how it's been treated? That nigga, every time I see my trash cans would be broken. Because them niggas throw the shit and throw my shit, body slam the shit, kick the shit. Like, yo, what the fuck did my garbage can do to you, nigga? You got a fucking 401k plan. Fuck is you beating up my garbage can for, nigga? Come on, man. Government's bullshit. All right, but it ain't as bullshit, and the way The way to fix that bullshit ain't the way these dumbass little Antifa social, anti-social leftist crazy fuckers want to do. Talking about, we got to bring down Trump, huh? Like, as if he was the whole problem. As if nothing was already fucked the fuck up before he came in. And I was listening to this show today. I forgot what show it was. But I was listening to it, and they was like, the ex-director of the FBI. What's his name?
Comley?
No, the other dude. Another guy. I forgot his name. He was just...
Before Comley?
You mean Comey?
Yeah, Comey.
Before Comey. He was before Comey. I forgot his name. He was just before Comey. So whatever. I think it was in 2013 when they changed the whole way they did their surveillance and how FBI and internal, what is that, intelligence community
mm-hmm.
delves into investigations and watches people. You know what I'm saying? Well, basically, they watch everything now. Okay, they have all the cell phone people connecting them so they can have everybody's conversations. They got everybody's text messages. They get everybody's live streams. They get all everything from Facebook. They have all. They get all that. Everything is live. Okay, live action. Everything is as it's going. That has been changed. It's illegal, but it's been changed since. With that ex-director. Now, who knew this? Was the nigga who just got fired that was fucking with Trump that they he had to stand down. What was that nigga's name? The first guy that stood down, he had to quit because they were like, oh, he was a conspirator with Russians.
Oh.
I forget the name.
Yeah.
From the tip of my tongue. It's not Petraeus. It's not Petraeus.
No,
it's
after Petraeus.
Flynn? Is it Flynn? Was it Flynn? Damn, I, the name right now just it eludes me. But this nigga, he's a general, isn't he? He's a general.
Yeah.
All right, this nigga, he's been involved in the government all this time, whereas Trump has just come in. And so what? This show that I was listening to, the theory was that he told Trump what was going down. Like, this is what's going down. This is how they're running everything now. So if you wanted to change it, we'd have to go this route. I'm somebody who's been involved. I'm somebody who's in there. I can do it. And this is the main reason why they had to get him to throw him out. With that bullshit, Russian bullshit. When Podesta has money coming from Russia, Podesta set up the deal between the Clintons and Russia to sell our plutonium. The uranium, the bomb-making shit, the nuclear shit.
Yeah.
They sold that shit. Podesta was the middleman. This nigga is the official Russian motherfucking insurgent. But that whole shit with this guy, fuck is his name? It's in the tip of my fucking tongue. And I keep saying Petraeus. It's not Petraeus.
No.
Oh, man. But whatever. This nigga, so, and they were talking about, because, you know, Trump's about to come back and start firing a bunch of motherfuckers. So people were talking. They was like, yo, this nigga, he's not doing what he's supposed to do. You know, he's the president. He's supposed to be firing people. No, nigga, no. See, this is the bullshit where they're brainwashing everybody. We that voted him in was looking for different action. We wasn't looking for the way you're supposed to do it. We was looking for a nigga to go in there and be like, you're fired. You're fired. You do me a favor. I like you and all that, but pick your shit up, you're fired.
It's reality.
That's
show.
What we was looking for. You know what I'm saying? We knew he was going to tweet us every day and tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
That's what we looking for. But you liberals got your leftovers still there.
Twitter at 3
fucking
in the morning.
Shit over. But don't worry, this nigga's in there for 4 years, nigga. This is just the beginning.
8, baby.
We're gonna rock him in there another 8. And he starts getting rid of more niggas like we want. Now, granted, I know there's a lot of different views on how and the people he's brought in, Bannon and all these guys. These are all guys that, you know, they're big money. They're corporate. Remember, if he's looking at it like a business, He's going to clean house as the business. Get the business running the way it's supposed to be running. Let fucking Pence look at the country the way we're supposed to be running. Because he's got more experience, which means he's got more connects that will fuck with him rather than fuck with Trump. You know what I'm saying? So leave our 1-2 KO connection in the White House. Them niggas is dying to impeach him. Y'all niggas, Maxine Waters dropped the soap the other day in the shower and she started screaming impeach Trump. Like, bitch, the soap fell. Oh, impeach him! Impeach him! Get my balls off. Nah, bitch, I quit. I'm here to protect your body, but I don't want to look at it. Look at that nasty shit. I quit. Telling you, these niggas are stupid. And then you had, which is the bitch that called herself an Indian? She said she was Indian and she was trying to go to college. Feinstein? Right? Is that Feinstein? No, I don't think it's Feinstein. They call her Pocahontas. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Damn.
Oh, ooh.
Well,
good sleep, Mr. Live.
Every time I get into these rants, I get a pain in my my gallbladder used to be.
I guess so. You get all worked up.
I get all worked
shit.
Up. All right, let's talk about some fun, happy shit.
At the lighter side of the news. Come on.
You ready? You ready? Trump went to Saudi Arabia.
like a boss,
nigga. Hold on. When Obama went, the nigga sent the coat guy. They didn't even send a prime minister or nothing. They sent the coat checking guy to go greet Obama. The coat checking dude, yo. They sent him down there. They didn't even bring the fucking stairs to the front of the plane. They was like, you know, nigga, hang jump. You niggas could jump. Hang jump, nigga. Hang jump. Okay? Jump in there. These niggas is fucking doing parties. These niggas is swinging swords. And shit. I was like, look at these niggas. I said, how come Obama didn't do that shit? They were like, because we don't have spears. We only have swords. Okay. That was kind of mean, though. Well, right, yo. We don't fuck with spear chuckers. Yo, all right, nigga. Damn, I was rude. That was rude. But I can respect that, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because that was 100, nigga. That was 100. I'm a licker, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now go ahead and go lick him some salam. I got you. But Trump is out there. These niggas was taking pictures on a glowing globe.
We don't fuck with spirit.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, dogs. That shit was hilarious. I was crying. These niggas was showing the nigga love. I bet Obama must have been burnt the fuck. That nigga right there, his ears was just a burning. Like, yo, what happened, nigga?
I had to drop out of my airplane.
I had to hang glide from my ears down. I had to use my ears to parachute down, and these motherfuckers just hugging this white man's dick. You see white privilege? You see the white privilege?
Pulling out the red carpet.
Yo, the niggas, they pulled the red carpet and all that. Yo, nigga, I swear, I was crying. Yo, they put on a show for Trump, nigga, a show. Whether that shit was true, genuine, or whatever, I don't give a fuck. Most of the country's fake the funk. But that just means when that nigga threw 52 missiles at motherfucking Saudi Arabia or Syria, they was like, this nigga is a stupid. Okay? We gonna make him happy so we don't get our shit into some scrappy trappy. The okay? But that nigga don't even wait for intel. He just gets down. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that. We're going to make him happy. I don't give a fuck. You get us some bitches for him to piss on, and that's what he does. I don't care. Show him love. And then they was like, yo, nigga, we want to buy $100 billion of guns. Trump was like, pistols and rifles. That's it, my nigga. Pistols and rifles. Like a boss, nigga. Pistols and rifles, nigga. Pistols and rifles. Yo! I know fucking Obama rolling around just hating. He wrapped himself in his ears. Yo, nigga, I'm telling you, them niggas is just disrespecting that nigga's legacy. His legacy is no legacy. This nigga, we're going to call him the non-legacy. Yo, I can't wait for his fucking presidential museum is begun. Because I want to go and piss on the fucking wet cement. All right? Because that nigga is garbage, all right? I don't give a fuck what everybody in the world. I know my cousin loves him. My cousin loves that nigga. Got me on a chill, love. I got you, nigga, and I believe, you know what I'm saying, for that reason I can appreciate, but the nigga did nothing for us. He did nothing, and he was our hope. You understand what I'm saying? We voted him in there hoping he was going to take care of us. Didn't nobody think the nigga was going to get us jobs or fucking start paying our rent, but breaking down the fucking tax system, which is fucking already a robbery, was what we should have done. Should have been like, we're only taxing the rich. We ain't taxing you broke niggas. I mean, what the fuck? You want to give us, we'll give you free health care. It wasn't free. Ain't none of that shit free, nigga. I don't give a fuck who that, what numbers and what people they spout on the news. Everybody I look at and be like, did you ever get free health care? Nope. Nope. Nothing's free, nigga. Get the fuck out of here with that free bullshit. It's bullshit, nigga. All right? People who get free health care, they had Medicaid. That was free health care, nigga. And everybody who had it, that needed it, got it. It wasn't that if you needed it, you didn't get it. You got it, nigga. And before this Obama bullshit, if you didn't have nothing, they still see you. Because they felt obligated to take care of you. It was their hypocritic oath. Now them niggas be like, yo, nigga, you ain't got nothing. You're going to have to go to the motherfucking little picket clinic or something. What's that shit called? What's the mini shit called?
Clinic.
The clinic? You got to go to the clinic, nigga. Go to where the AIDS victims go, nigga. Get fuck out of here, nigga. Yo, nigga, I got shot in the chest 3 times, dog. I don't think I'm going to make it. I would take my time, but I would get there, son. You ain't got no insurance. You're going to die if you don't get there. If I was you, I would get there. You know what I'm saying? I could give you a map of the bus routes and shit. You know what I'm saying? And if you just keep your fingers in those holes right there and don't let the shit hemorrhage, you should be able to make it, nigga. I got faith. I'm going to scratch your name off the waiting list because you can't be here, though. You ain't got no choice, nigga. Thank Obama, nigga. Thank Obama. And that's the truth, dogs. I don't give a fuck what niggas be talking about. Because the last time I went to a doctor, them niggas was like, yo, I swear to God, when I went, that was when Bane jabbed that fucking shit in my leg and my fucking vein, and the blood was just squirting out. So the ambulance, first of all, played a nigga. I told that story before. The ambulance played me. And when I got there, the nigga sat me down to wait. My shit's leaking out. I'm holding my shit with a tourniquet. Okay? These niggas got me waiting. So then the nigga takes the tourniquet off. My shit is spewing. Whoop, whoop, with my heartbeat. As my heart's beating, the blood's shooting out. And the nigga took the thing off, and then he, like, thought for a second and put the bandage right back on. Didn't tape it enough. He just put it on the leg and was like, you got insurance, huh? Oh, yo, my nigga. Yo, I don't know if y'all niggas know what that feeling is like, though.
You got insurance.
Yo, nigga, that's like a bitch getting ready to suck your dick. Pulls the condom on. Or pulls the condom out, just about to put it in the tip of your dick, and stops and goes, you are going to make this quick, huh?
Right. You got an extra 100?
Nigga, you sitting there like, bitch, yes, bitch, yes, yes. Yes, whatever. You got keys, you got extra keys to your car? Yes, yes, bitch, yes. Yes, bitch, yes. You got another key for that? You got another card for your fucking ATM? Yes, yes.
Here's the number.
Nigga, that's just a horrible feeling, dog. It's a horrible feeling. You feel what I'm saying? And it's some bullshit. And that's what Obama gave us. But you see, and I said this from the beginning. I said that nigga got kickbacks. And was I right or was I right? The motherfucker got kickbacks, nigga. He got money off of that deal. See, this is the dumb shit dumb niggas don't see. You stupid niggas want to sit there and be like, yo, no, he a black man. We got to support him. No, 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 no. That nigga was like Nino Brown. Who the fuck supports Nino Brown? The nigga just brought bullshit to the fucking hood. He made himself rich, but he didn't make the hood no better. Although Nino Brown was a good nigga, you know what I'm saying? Real drug dealers really look out. They look out for the broke niggas in the hood. They do cookouts. They give out turkeys or Thanksgiving. Obama didn't do none of that shit. Obama gave niggas a phone and took that shit back. And the bullshit about it was those phones were tapped. So he gave everybody tap phones like, yo, nigga, here, man. Do your thing. It's free, yo. It's free, nigga. How many of those niggas is still out free? Three.
Three. How many phones did they give out?
2 million.
Wow, that worked pretty good.
But Black Lives Matter don't want to say shit about that shit.
That's a good rate of return, whatever the price.
But what it was, he got most of those niggas out before he left.
Oh, man, what's the purpose then? Oh, God.
Bro. That nigga was such shit. Okay? And for all you niggas, like I said, for all y'all niggas still on his dick, y'all niggas can eat a dick.
Still on his dick.
And I say this in the most loving way, okay? Because I got family members that still on his nigga's dick. They still be tweeting, I miss Obama. Nigga, he didn't even know you. Why don't you ask that nigga if he misses you?
Yeah, I don't know how anybody
does he tweet? Does he got a Twitter? Because if he don't got a Twitter, then he don't even give a fuck about a nigga. Trump got a Twitter, nigga.
The only past president to probably miss that job is probably Clinton.
Yep.
He could have done it for life. And done a great job for life.
Done a great job. He did a piece of shit too,
boy. He was great.
Oh, shut up. That nigga was a piece of shit.
Our economy was kicking.
Bro. The nigga was fucking raping the economy. What are you talking about? The economy was kicking. Yeah, because it was kicking before his monkey ass. He didn't bring the economy up. That's the funny shit. Nigga, that's just crazy. He didn't do shit for the country neither. That nigga's a piece of shit. A womanizing piece of shit.
Yeah.
He used his fucking status to rape half the bitches in America. Okay? And he didn't do shit. Because all the shit that they did, the No Child Left Back and all that shit is garbage. Every single thing that the Clintons did was all bullshit, nigga. It was just to get them paid, nigga. Everybody fucked up. You know what it is? You guys have that same mentality that motherfuckers have at a funeral reception. Niggas always remember a motherfucker as an angel when he was a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? But the minute the nigga's gone, oh, he was an angel. Yo, didn't you beat the shit out of that nigga? I did. Why? Because he was a piece of shit. But he was an angel.
See, it's funny you should say something like that. At my stepdad's funeral, there was one of his daughters there that hadn't seen him in like 56 years or something like that.
You sure? I'm sure the bitch was bitter.
What was the use of coming?
I can almost hear her eulogy.
What was your must.
So the nigga dead.
She must have came for her cut of the pie because that's the only reason. You hadn't seen him in 56 years.
Even if I was coming for my cut of the pie, nigga, I'd still be a brazen piece of shit. I'd get up on the mic I'd be like, give me a second to look at this nigga. I gotta look at this. I ain't seen this nigga for some years. I gotta look at this nigga. And just to fuck with everybody, I'd have opened up the bottom partition of the thing to look at his legs and all that. Pulling his legs up and shit. Chill, I need to see how he moves. Tell him he's my dad. I don't remember this nigga right here. He looked different. I'd have been bicycling his legs. I'd have put his hands up and shit. Like, yo, what are you doing? Yo, shut up, it's my dad, nigga. Hands up. Hands up. I'm making new memories with the nigga, dog. I'd have been up on the nigga. I'd have sat the nigga up.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yup, I'd have sat that nigga up. Going, shut the fuck up, bitches. I'm trying to spend quality time with my daddy. You wasn't shit when you was alive, nigga, but you pliable right now, nigga. Look at you. You know what I'm saying? Fuck everybody up. I don't give a fuck. But, you know, it's just like that. Everybody thinks like that. I've heard that so many times. Oh, when Bill's cocksucking, man. If you were to look at these presidencies, when they're in office and they have their crick, what is that called? When they're doing that shit, it's called their, God damn. The words are eluding me. This administration, their administration. If you was to take every president's administration,
yes,
time in office,
uh-huh,
and use it as baseball or football stats,
right,
you would find a whole lot of niggas were shitty as fuck that people thought were good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they'd be like, God damn, really?
So Clinton wasn't even batting 500.
That nigga, maybe, if you had, you're listing everything. If you would have been talking about raping bitches, all the bitches he's nutting in the face, you'd have had that nigga, he'd have been the top player.
Batting 1,000.
Well, I mean, I don't think he was, and I had this argument with the manager at my job. I was going to say boss, but I got to stop saying that, because you know what, the nigga's not my boss. Nobody's my fucking boss. Anyway.
He's not your superior?
Yeah, she's superior, and they got smacked. All right, so check it. I said this to him. I was like, Clinton fucked a lot of bitches. He raped a lot of bitches, too. But JFK and his brother, they were gangbanging bitches. They were two at a time in bitches. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about, Marilyn Monroe was a hoe. So what? When he was throwing dick in her, all the underlings were sucking his balls. Okay, just to lick off the fucking pube shavings from his dick. Her pube shavings off his dick. I'm telling you, the nigga was getting fucked all over the place. Don't get it fucked up. And that was back in the day, okay? And they didn't talk about that shit back then. You didn't talk about that shit. Just like you didn't talk about the nigga being sick. You know what I'm saying? Nobody talks about that. Until they got a bitch like Hillary Clinton who's dying in 7 days. Running where they're like, oh, past presidents have been dying. Nobody said nothing. Let that bitch there. Let her go. Like, yo, nigga, don't nobody want that bitch. They still want to talk about it. This is Russian collusion. Oh, my God. You know, and the saddest shit is that you're spending actually our money on wasting that because you're looking for an out. Anything you can do because nothing else you got going on. You heard about the separate shit? Seth Rich was a DNC staffer. And he was a real big Bernie supporter. And he was the leaker. He was the snitch, is what they're saying.
Oh.
And what happened was, this is the whole story as they put it, the pieces together, from what I gathered. So let me just say, this is the story that I gathered, not the whole story. Anyway, a year ago, he was murdered. Okay? He was murdered in the streets of Washington. They labeled it a robbing. He had a fucking Rolex, which wasn't taken. His wallet, his cash, nothing was taken. His jewels, nothing taken. Now, I don't know about you, Steve.
How did they rule a robbery?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know about you, nigga. But if I was robbing the nigga, and the nigga had a Rolex and jewels and money, I would have left him butt naked.
What,
I don't give a fuck
about
a shot
come
him.
Off his wrist.
Even if I shot him, I would have got the nigga butt naked. I'd have took every single thing from him. I'd have bought everything that's worth something, nigga. I'd have tried to pull his manicure off, nigga.
He probably had a $100 tie on.
$100
I would have
took everything,
yeah,
because he would have had a silk shirt. It would have been Egyptian. Nigga, come in, nigga. Come in. Butt naked, nigga. I'd have took his fucking...
His boxers
with boxes and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck, nigga. I took it off. That nigga would have been straight butt nigga. They wouldn't know. They'd be like, this is what we call an excessive robbery. He was over robbed.
Fleecing the dead.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know what happened here. We want to label this a robbery, but this was like an extreme robbery.
Hey.
This nigga stole every. I think he even took pube hair. Nigga took everything.
He came into the world with nothing.
He'd
left
have been
with nothing.
He'd have been nothing. Believe me, you would have known it was a straight robbery because you'd have been like, yo, this nigga don't got nothing. Did he eat the house butt naked? He couldn't have left the house butt naked. Did he eat the house butt naked? Like, shit, it seems like he left the house butt naked. Like, god damn. Is there a button on the floor? Nothing, nigga?
Sandals.
But like, yo, there's no sign of a struggle. Why? Because there would have been pieces of clothing on the floor. Nothing. There was nothing. Took his socks and everything. And those little suspenders they put on the ankles to hold the socks up. Took those shit too. Fuck, nigga, I'm taking it all, dogs. That's a robbery. Okay? You want to start with the robbery. So, anyway, the story goes that he was a DNC staffer. He was a big Bernie supporter. And then Hillary hired him to work on her servers, to be her dude, and while he's working on the servers and doing shit, he was accessing privy to shit that was fake. You know, like them pulling the wool to take the shit from Bernie.
Uh-huh.
And since he was a Bernie supporter, he was like, oh man, this is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So he got more insight to what he shouldn't have really been. You know what I'm saying? So supposedly he was robbed and murdered or whatever. And then the police, the Washington police that were investigating it, didn't really do a thorough job. They labeled it a robbery. The FBI went to subpoena the DNC servers, and they were denied by the DNC. So those servers have info on them, and they're not giving them up. Now, how kind of bullshit is that? That's their job. First of all, they're up there. They're not kings and queens. They're employees. They have no right to say that anything that's government property, which is what those servers are, they have no right to say, no, we're not giving them up. The FBI is supposed to take those shits and arrest anybody who says no and shoots anybody who tries to protect it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's their job. So anyway, there's a lot of shit with that King separates. Supposedly what happened was, you know, they had reported...
Is your side hurting again?
Yeah.
Oh, see, you're ranting again. What? What?
Steven? Are you saying you want to change the subject, Steven? All right, here, let's talk about this one.
I just want you to calm down so you don't get any pain.
All right, let's talk about this one. This one is going to be even more upsetting.
No.
The Tallahassee Department of Agriculture has been hacked. Hundreds of concealed carry permit holders and their social security numbers have been stolen.
Oh.
Guess who's in that? Those thousands.
Oh, boy. How about that?
So... Penny's already been hit. They worked some stuff in Miami with her card number and all that. And so now her card was declined. She was fucked up. They got some money out, so she's got to wait for the period of days before they will return the money. I'm waiting for mine to happen, but I think I should just go to the bank tonight, tomorrow, and just take all my money the fuck out and hold it. So that way, the minute they try, they'll be like, broke nigga, no. Broke nigga, no. Broke nigga said
no. Somebody already got to him.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to do that tomorrow. Take my shit out. So I forgot how much you could take out a day. 500 or some bullshit like that?
Three, I think.
Maybe I'll go in today. Just be like, yo, just give me my couple G's. Let me hold on to it for a couple days. know,
yeah, you can go in and write out.
Yeah, because I tell them straight up, like, listen, I'm worried about some shit. I don't feel like changing my card right now. If it doesn't happen, I don't want to go through the hassle, but I'd rather leave low funds. You know what I'm saying? When I need to pay something off, I'm going to come bring the cash to you guys. You know what I'm saying? Well, I should take it out anyway, because tomorrow my fucking check will go in. Do it because my rent will be due. My boss ain't gonna. My boss. My fucking landlord's not gonna be like, okay, we'll wait the 10 days so you can get your money, buddy. So I'm so glad you're happy. You know.
Nah, they don't like to wait, do they?
They won't give 10 fucks.
Yeah.
0 fucks. I'll be standing there with the look of 0 fucks given. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, and I got another a good story. I got another good story. This is in, I believe, up in maybe Boca area, up there. Male teacher is videoed kissing a 4-year-old boy inappropriately in the mouth.
Oh, great.
Now you see all this gender equality. All this bullshit that these liberals are out there spewing, and these niggas for real, they're not liberals. They devil worshippers is what the fuck they really is, bro. I'm looking on Facebook and I see all my peoples. They getting mad and they be writing shit, posting it up, and I'll just be like, damn, nigga. I'll leave a little comment or whatever. You can't leave too much, man. These cops, they watch everything, nigga. They see you talking about, fuck these fucking Muslims. We kill those niggas. That's a threat. They be right at the house. You already know, nigga, everything is dirty, so why the fuck you gonna do something that's gonna get you caught up? You know what I'm saying? I try to leave minimal shit up there. I'm like, yo, nigga, I'm trying to phase away from Facebook. You know, that's the things we gotta do because, you know, these websites that we frequent every day, they take advantage of us, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna get away from Facebook too.
Yeah, when you get a fucking book from Facebook, nigga. If you wouldn't have your face in those Playboy books, you would be fucking dead already. We know you're saying what's your face in books. All right, so and it's just like these companies, Starbucks, all these companies. We go there every day, we spend our money like it's nothing, and they disrespect us. They act like, fuck you and your morals. Fuck you and your pride. Fuck you and what you think is what we think, and we sell shit. So, you know, I'm trying to stay away from using these services so I don't have to put money to these fuckers. It's hard, but, you know, it's the best thing to do, man, because if you really like these services and you want them to last, you need to teach them that they are a business and they need to maintain supply and demand curve. That's it. Keep your politics at home with your kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I know Steve dislikes all the hundreds and hundreds of fucking rounds I have and the umpteen guns I have, with the umpteen magazines I have, all loaded and ready to go.
Yes. Yes, I'm upset.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, not everybody can be a baller. You know what I'm saying? When I think about my life and what should I do to keep it protected, I think the least thing I can do is arm myself. I'm not just worried about ISIS. I'm worried about niggas, crackers, Spicks, Jews, Polacks, Wops. I'm worried about anything. So I keep I keep the extendo. You know what I'm saying? I like to make sure that, you know, just in case, you never know what could happen. I could be backed in the corner, dogs. I don't like the corner. You don't put baby in the corner. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm in the corner, I'm coming out right, Steve. You get what I'm saying?
What's the capacity?
30 and 33.
Wow.
Wow. Ain't that nice? But you see, I don't just arm up for jihad, like I said.
I can't even count that high.
to be armed up, dogs. You just got to, bro. And you should always be ready at the drop of a dime to let off at least over 150 rounds. The drop of a dime, nigga. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if it's an accidental shooting. You should be ready to drop a buck 50 on it. Okay? Now, I know Steve don't like it. But let Steve come running here with a bunch of jihadis. I don't think he'll be ready. Let Steve come driving here and a couple of jihadis beat his ass and they coming at him. That nigga won't be talking nothing bad about my gun. The first thing is, give me that gun in the law!
Yeah, I won't be come running in here with no jihadis. I promise.
I don't care, nigga. Just give me a heads up. So I can give them the nice little Allah welcome. I gotta give them a reasonable welcoming. You know what I'm saying? Got to.
There you are, Miss.
Oh, look. I'm still putting together little snippets from my comedy album. Don't get it fucked up. Live's going to do it sometime this year. You know what I'm saying? Sometime this year. There's a lot of shit going on. You know, it's always stuff with the kids and it's a lot of stuff going on. But anyway, you heard that song? Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. You heard that song before, right?
No.
All right, well, don't worry about it.
That's not my...
But I want to... I'm going to throw my little thing. I'm going to redo. I haven't done the whole shit, but I got the little, my shit's going to be changing. As a Puerto Rican, I'm singing for what I think is going to be cool. It goes, oh, I think that I fall in love with Sharia. It's the only religion I can be her. Oh, I think that I fall in love with Sharia. It's the only religion I could be her. With a bottle. She leaves the house without her hijab, like a model. Oh no. I call up everyone. We dig ditches in the sun. Then we bury you up to your throat and stone you till you're done. Then I say, are you crazy? Do you think you sexy? Did you think that you would leave me alive? No, not really, because, oh, I think that I fall in love with Sharia. It's the only religion I can be her.
It's a love song.
It's a love song, bro. So that's going to be my Sharia law love song as a Muslim advocate, okay? Because if I advocate for Muslims, it's because as a Puerto Rican, I like beating bitches. All right? So that's probably the only thing compatible with the Western world. You know what I'm saying? Like all that other shit about, no, you can't drink, you can't smoke. Niggas, Puerto Ricans, we be like, yeah? Oh, no. No, 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 no. I ain't sorry. No, God, no, no, no. Oh, my God, no. Dios mío, no. Okay? But they be like, yeah, but you could beat your bitches mercilessly. What? No, for real? I could beat her anytime you feel like it. And what about my children? Your daughters, you can kill them. No!
90 seconds.
And without going to jail? Without going to jail, I'm going to think about this. Wait a second. You say, Allah, you Akbar, Assalamu alaikum. I don't know what to lick him. I don't like to lick him. Who am I licking? I don't like licking. Assalamu alaikum. I lick him. What I got to do? I got to get on the floor, on the rug, a clean rug, every day. How many times? 18 goddamn times a day? And bend over in front of who? A whole bunch of men? Put my ass in the air. I love me, a brother. Who am I praying to? A homo god?
All right, let's go so you don't get any more pain. Let's call it a night.
All right, let's get the hell up out of here. You know, Smokey, I didn't even mention nothing. I didn't even start off. We just started bullshitting. Once again, Steve comes over and we get no foreman. All right, well, Smoke is at his son's baseball game. So big up, Smoke. We'll catch him next week.
Bring home a winner.
We'll catch him next week. Penny was talking about how his son broke one of the bats. You know what I'm saying? This little nigga's a motherfucking home run hitter over
that's
there.
That's a swing.
We're going to land. What was that little Mexican nigga there? The one that's white.
Seconds.
What?
Mexican, the Mexican nigga that he turned pale white now.
They're all Mexican.
The Cubans.
They're all Cuban. All
right, whatever. He was a black Cuban, he got rich, and now he's a white Cuban. I don't know how that works out, but I forgot his name. Sammy Sosa. So he's going to be another Sammy Sosa over there. All right, big shout-out to Penelope. Don't forget, jump up and visit Smokey tomorrow afternoon, and then Saturday night, KMECradio.org, www.KMECradio.org, KMECradio.org. Check them out tomorrow. I know it's somewhere around noon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. It's the fun time. And he also, the shorty, he's got a little shorty there, so she be Skyping. She be live, Facebook live in it. She's
easy on the eyes.
She is, Steven. And you can get Facebook on your phone, dog.
Wow.
You could be watching all that. You could even write her like, boom, boom. Let me see you wiggle that. Wiggle it just a little bit. Come on, girl, wiggle it. One more time.
Come on, boo.
Yeah. All right, so make sure y'all check out Smoker Joe, KMECradio.org. Tomorrow in the afternoon, early, very early, and then Saturday night. Stevie?
Ant, thanks for everything. Appreciate you having me. And hope to talk to you real soon.
All right. We'll catch Smoke next week. I want to thank Steve for coming down today. It's my dude, you know what I'm saying? Jumping in on the... we're going to start calling him the Ghost. Steve Stoner, the Ghost.
Come on, it ain't that bad.
It ain't that bad. That's why we gotta set up a Skype. We gotta set up a Skype for your shit. Wake your ass up and have your Skype.
Sleepy.
All right, we're gonna get the fuck about it. We'll catch y'all niggas next week. It's your boy Live, Steve Stoner. It's the D420 Show. Big up Nella P. Big up Smoking Joe. Catch y'all. Peace.
The D420 Show is sponsored in part by Wine V Incorporated, clothing line and barbershops.
I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, I'm that nigga in the family. I'm your doctor when you need, want some coke, have some weed. You know me, I'm your friend, your main boy, thick and thin. I'm your pusher man.
Fueled by Ant Live Comedy, powered and directed by Ant Live Comedy. Humor added by Ant Live Comedy. We'd like to thank all our friends and our fans all across the world who's been listening to us on the blogtalkradio.com/It's the D420 Show. Also watching us up on youtube.com/The D420 Show. Thanks, y'all. Bud, peace, and happiness.
Once again, thanks for listening to the D420 Show.